is, it's tomorrow, 5 lines down.
The
person ate 2 kazesim of chelev. He became aware of the fact that he'd eaten one, the first one. And then he became aware that he'd eaten the second one. So Rechon Amar Chayiv Shtayim. Samora says, Rechon says, since the awareness of the two came independently, as soon as he became aware of it, he ate the first one. He's chayav karma for that. That's that one. And the same way we had before the Yedias Mechalkas. So Yedias Mechalkas would work over here also. That as soon as he became aware, he's chayav karma for that one. So you can't combine the other one to it. The Gemara's can actually. The way I told you now was one way of understanding the machlokes. Rish Lakish Amar Eino Chayav Alacha is only Chayav one. The more is the second version. The case was that he became aware and he set aside a korban, so it wasn't just the yediyah, but it was also a hafrasha. That's in a discussion later on in the Yom, and we'll discuss the two ways to understand the machlokes. Rechon Amar Chayiv. Rechon says that the person is Chayiv to Chatos. It says Al Chatosoi Behevi. So and his sin, each sin specifically gets its own Chayiv. Rishlokash Amar Potter Mechatosoi Benislachloi. Rashi says that even though he brought a karma just for part of what he had done, mechat asoy, still he gets a kapara, which means he had really done two chatos, worth. He only brought a karma on one because he was not aware of the other one, but he gets a kapara for both mechat asoy. He brought a karma for from his sin, from amongst the many things that he has. And the verse says, "When it's lachli." Rish Lakish behavi. What does it do with achatasev behavi? Ahu la'achar kapora. That would tell me in the case where he already brought the korban, and then he came aware of the second one. So then he would have to bring the second korban. Now that tells me there is a case where the two korbanos he'd have to bring two korbanos. That's only if he. So the kapora that the carbon will bring for both, is even though, let's say, for argument's sake, even if he's mafresh already, Mishnah holds that, see, he did 8 tukazesim and 1 helam, two different times, not kategilis pras, so it's 2 different achilas, and he became aware of the first one, and he was mafresh a carbon. And he became aware of the second one, so he brings the korban, it works for both. Because the time of the hakrava, there was yediyah on the second one also. But if the time of the kapara, when he brought the korban already, there was no yediyah on the second one at all, so that's not mechalal in the realm of the chiyav yet. So now the pasuk is telling me, in that case, he'd have to bring 2 korbanos. Later on he finds out about the second one. There's a lot of in Makdishan. You can't be Makdish on Shabbos.
That's what I was wondering.
Well, actually, the case over here was 2 kazesim of chelev, but it wasn't in regards to Shabbos. Right, in regards to Shabbos, you would have the same issue. A person could become aware of it on Sunday also. He doesn't have to become aware of it on Shabbos. Right. Right. So what does Rabbi Yochanan do with that pasuk? So Rabbi Yochanan says, "Hachem emayaskin if yon sha'ochol kazayis umechsa." Beneloi al kizayis, because of ochel kichati zayis, acher, behalom eshol sheni. Manatema leads tarfu. I would say that possibly that case, I'm assuming that the second Achila of Achatzi Zayis was Kechil's Prasa, the first of the he ate a Kazayis in half. Then he became aware that he ate a Kazayis, and he forgot about, he was not aware of that half. Then he ate another half. Within the helm of that kichatzi zayis, then so I would think in that case, malatema leads tarfu. That in that case we should again, it's a Yechon going on Mechatasoy Benislachla. So he's saying in that case, you'd only bring a Kapora, you don't get a Kapora on Mechatasoy. Let's see Rashi. I'm not sure. Okay. Tamashma. The third narrow line. Come on, Boyle, the more is going to ask, what was the case? There was Yedia, he cut him Shehifresh Karban al Yedia Rishono, but he had not acted upon that awareness. He had not set aside a Karban, just the awareness alone that he'd done the Chet. We saw Yechonel's Yedias Machalkis, the Chatos, this becoming aware of each one independently is Machai, a separate Chatis for each one. Even though the Yediyah was not between the two Achilas, but that's clear, everybody holds, separates. He ate one, then he ate two, then he became aware of Achilan one, so that also separates the two, that he can only can't bring one carbon for both. That's one way to understand Rabbi Yechon. Oh, no. That just becoming aware of the two of them in succession is not a reason to say schayv to korbanos. The case was la'achar hafrasha, that he became aware and he was mafresh a korban. So now that hafrasha was designated for chait A and not B, because he didn't know about B. So that separates A and B. And he holds some hafrasha's mechalkus.
I assume it doesn't make a difference as to whether. He said when he was being mafresh the korban, he said, like, well, you know, if I become aware of, you know, another one, then this will also work for that.
I doubt it. Yeah, you're right. I think your assumption is correct. Okay, now, so Rashi. V'hod d'bai v'rabba d'amri li'el b'noi d'loi al'achas mehen. V'chaz v'achol. Right, so we have the case where he ate one kezias, then a second kezias, then he became aware of eating one kezias, then he went on to eat a third kezias. And we say that when he brings a korban on one of the first two, it works for both. So why don't we say that the idea that he became aware that he ate one and not the other only allows him to bring a korban on that one and not the other. Then the Mor said there's a din of, since you're both eating in one halim, you bring a korban, so it goes for both. Even though you're only aware of one. Right? So how does that fit with what we're saying over here? Alma the chayav hu de mechayav, only chayav one. So, isir lehu, say if Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish are talking about Hafrosha, so then there's no kasha. They're talking about a case of Yediyah. Yediyah alone does not separate the Karbonas into two different Karbonas. And Rabbi Yochanan Rosh Lakish is discussing a case of Hafrosha, where that Rabbi Yochanan holds does separate. Okay. So Yisir Lepud Rabbi Yochanan Rosh Lakish Bekarim Hafrosha. So, but however, if you learn that the Rabbi Yochanan Rosh Lakish are talking about a case of Yediyah alone, so then you're forced to say, Inu Domer Rosh Lakish, they both hold like Rosh Lakish, it's only Chayav one Karbon. But alternatively, they have both learned Rabbi Yochanan Rosh Lakish are going after Hafrasha. They're talking about a case before Hafrasha. So in that case, everybody agreed there's no, it's only one chat. If you learn that Rabbi Yochanan Rosh Lakish are arguing after Hafrasha, it means even Rabbi Yochanan agrees before Hafrasha, just you do alone, does not separate. Achat Tosav Behebi. Behebi Karbonos Siras Yizim Tzimimon Nekibal Achat Tosav Yashar Chatov. Mashma Kol Chatas V'chatas Yavi. He has to bring in each Chatas, each Averi has to bring. Mechatas Tosav Benisachloi. Filo Hebi Ela Al Mixas Chatas Tosav. Still, when it's a chlaikula, Rosh Lakish told you bring for part of the Avera and you get a kapara on the whole thing, like what you said before on a Bible Rub. Okay, Kamash Malon. Kivan. Bachecha Kivan. The high chati Zayas, in Kazayas Kamashayach. So again, Mechatasoy indicated only a partial knowledge and still a full kapara. So, the person came aware of he ate a kazayas and a half, and he became aware of only of a kazayas of the kazayas and a half. But there was a yediyah on that whole kazayas and a half, on the kazayas. So we say, well, that was he's going to bring, or either Yediyah according to one pshat Rabbi Yochanan, or bringing the other one, so he's chayiv on that zayis, and on the half of zayis. Here you say mechatasoy that no, the amateur can bring for the zayis will work for the half of zayis also, and therefore there's no way you can be mitzar of that half of zayis to the second achila, because it's already included in his yediyah for the first achila. Because had it been a full, separate achila of a kazayas, then Rabbi Yochanan holds that the idea for one kazayas doesn't work for other kazayas. Kimahai chati zayas im zayas kama shayach. So basically, idea kamaisa, but with we go after the first awareness. Have a kilo noida loy ala kel. He became aware of the whole thing. Why do you have him Isaac Corbin? He bring a Corbin for the Kazayas, have him a chaper baday, the Zayas, below Shum Idiya. The Chati Zayas would go with the Kazayas, the Pachas Mekashir, loy Choshev, it's not Choshev, and it doesn't stand by itself, and it would be Nichol Nakapar. Abba Kazayas, lo Mechaper, below Yudiya, because Zayas, the only way he gets a Kapar is the Yediyah, and he didn't know about the kazayas. Kiloy isyadalei bate elazachazeh habidis mechalkas. So if it's one kazayas, then a second kazayas. Say Yediyah, he needs Yediyah to get a kapora. And the Yediyah of one without the other means he gets a kapora for this and not that. A kazayas and half a kazayas doesn't have that problem. Okay. Amalei Ravina, the Ravashi. What does it mean that it says he was noidaloi? Are they talking about just knowledge alone without setting aside a korban? They're arguing before, without setting it aside. They're arguing the Mar Sabra Yediyah Mechalkus, and Mar Sabra Hafrosh is Mechalkus. So, Rabbi Yechon holds that just Yediyah alone separates the two. And Rosh Hashanah says, no, Yediyah alone does not separate the two, but had he said it's had the Karbonus, oh, that would separate. But even Rish Lakish agrees to Rabbi Yechon, had he set aside the korban, Rish Lakish would agree to Rabbi Yechon the chayiv shtayim, that he's chayiv two animals. When it says, it means he was not a loy, and he set it aside. Pligi. This is the machlokes. The Mar Sabra, Rabbi Yechon holds Hafrosha's machlokes. Once he sets aside the korban for one, not being aware of the other one, so that separates it from the other one. Mar Sabra kaporis machlokes, and Rish Lakish says no. It's only once he brought the korban does it separate the two. Avakan Hafrosha, but in a case where there's just Yediyah alone. Not even a hafrosh at all. So in that case, I would say Moda Rabbi Yechon Rish Lakish. Then a chayv al achas. Then Rabbi Yechon would agree on a chayv one. He was not about one. Then not about the second one. He brings one carbon for both. He was not about one, and he's mafrish. Oh, that's a different story. Rabbi Yechon says. Oydilma bein bezu bein bezu machlokes. Maybe they're arguing by both. So we have three versions of the machlokes: Rabbi Yechon and Rish Lakish. Okay. Ravashi answered back to Ravino. Mistaber bein bezu ubein bezu machlokes. I think the machlokes is by both. Why do I say that? Because we asked before, what does Rabbi Yochanan Rish Lakish do with the other one's pasuk? So if there's a case where each one agrees to the other one. If there's a version where each one agrees to the other, they should answer, they use the pasuk for that case. The alternate pasuk. So they're arguing by both. These are called Aitach Kadam Hafrosha Pliki. Because had you said that they are arguing, only arguing before Hafrosha. Avalach Hafrosha, Moidalei Rish Lakish Rabbi Yochanan, the Chayiv Shtayim. If you tell me about once you set aside the korban, so he was became aware of first kezias, set aside a korban, then the second kezias, the korban does not work for the second one. So where your pasuk of achatasoi, the murder results to be recorded under Chayivstein. So the mukum lekruah la'achar kaporo, lukum la'achar afrasha. The Morris said, what does he do with achatasoi? In case he brought the korban already. Why is it a case he brought the korban ready? To say a case where he was mafresh the korban. Alternatively, v'yachar afrasha pligi. If they're arguing only after afrasha, avakad afrasha merely Rabbi Yochanan Rish Lakish in a chayv al achas. But if just the yedi alone does not separate the two, only afrasha separates the two. So then. Adamuki lay krua because the eyes of mechso looking for krua look me karma frasha. You're looking for a case where the pasuk is mechata soy that part just being for part works through the whole thing. A case that there was only yediyah, then it works for both. So apparently they're arguing the fact that the Gemara before and the Gemara said Rabbi Yochanan does this with the pasuk. Rish Lakish does that with the pasuk which indicates against their position. They use that pasuk for scenario X. It could have said a more basic answer. So apparently that they argue by both. Where it says, Dilma, possibly your proof is not a proof. Because I could argue, Dilma sukim esafkulei. Which means the it wasn't Rabbi Yochanan Rish Lakish per se which were talking. It was the Talmidim or the Bnei Beis Medrash which were saying. So what's Rabbi Yochanan do with that pasuk? Oh, he probably uses it for that. well, so Rav Ashi would say, fine, but you see, the Talmidim Rabbi Yochanan didn't use it for this, they used it for that. Well, the answer is they weren't sure what Rabbi Yochanan's position was, whether Rabbi Yochanan was arguing by both or not. So if Rabbi Yochanan's arguing by one, not the other, yes, so we could say, well the case where he's murdered, Tarish Lakish, only Chayav one, that's where the Pazim Mechatasoy is coming from. But if they're not sure what Rabbi Yochanan holds, they say, okay, well, what do you do if he argues in that case? Well, then you use it for the case of Gazai Sumech. I mean, it's a lumber comber. They're saying, Im Tim Saloy Marer, Kadam Afrasha Pligi, Ba, Rabbi Yochanan. So even just the case of Yedi alone without Afrasha, Rabbi Yochanan argues. So, Hechim Mukhi, like Lekroa, so what to do with the Pasuk of Mechat Tassoy? Because I have, even like that, I have a way to use the pasuk. If they're arguing after Russia, but according to, before Russia, Rabbi Yochanan is moida. So then, Mishloach held even after Russia only chayiv one. So when you chayiv two. So hechi muki lo lekro. What do with the pasuk of al chatasoi b'lacha kapar? So Josh. Is yadile al sheni kadam shehifris korban al yadir b'shana pligi. They're arguing in a case where he just became aware of. He became aware of one. Then he became aware of the second one, but he had not been mafresh a carbon yet. So that's where the machlokes is, that the idea alone separates. Or not. So Adamukim Lacha Kapor, so Rashi answered, they're arguing by both, because if they're only arguing by one, it's Adamukim Lacha Kapor, Kipachin Liel, the Rish Lokish, Haksiva Chatasai Behavi. It says, Al chatos of heavy, each one gets its own chatos. What's that case? And Wakim, that we answered by saying, she to say, the Talmud of Balacha Kapora, the answer was a case that they already brought the carbon. So I have a better answer. Look at Balacha of Russia. They already set, they already designated the carbon. Abahash, the Kim, the Balacha Kapora, the fact that the more didn't answer that, the more answered Balacha Kapora, Shraminoa, apparently, the Pshita Levnea Yeshiva, Sisidra Gomorrah. So apparently the Talmidim who would set up this who discussed this how to stand Rabbi Rish Lakish, the Lachar of Russia, not me put the Rish Lakish. Apparently they were confident the Rish Lakish was arguing even after of Russia. So what does he do with the Bozik? Lachar Kapor. Mr. Mishana, but Dilma Sukhim is Safkulay, the who? Mithim Tulumber Karma, the Sukhim is Safkulay, they're using the Mithim Tulumber approach. Mithim Tulumber Karma, Afrasha, Pligi. If he's had an argument before Afrasha, even before Afrasha, Rechon is a Jachayev too. So Rechon and Hechi Muki lay the Kurab, because I assume, so what do you do the Pasik Mechat, the Tayom Lechayev 1? Because I assume X. Mithim Tulumber Achar Afrasha, Pligi, the argument after Afrasha, even there is only one. Say Hemukale the Krab, it says that you bring for Al Khatasoy, Balacha Kapar. Rahim Burush. Matilma the Day Tamudanami Misafka Lahu put the Rabbiakamish Lakash Bimai. The same we're not sure, they weren't sure either where they're arguing. Kehekla Misafkala the deal, the same way I don't know. Ibikaitam, Ibalakar, Ibitzabayu. I'm not sure they're arguing before Afrasha, after Afrasha, both. Therefore, he parked by the Talmud of Rechon and Nami, but Haksim Echadasai ben Islachlai. We asked Rechon, what do with the Pasuk Yilon Chayav 1? Mashallah, because I saw Mechsa, he says, well, the case is the case of Kesayas and Mechsa, the answer is Belosh and Itin Tzolabar Parachlai. He's presenting it as a potential question. Mashallah, and answers under that guise. Vachakomer. Had we known for sure the lacha of Russia, who the mechayev Rabbi Yochanan Tarti, that Rabbi Yochanan is only mechayev two once he sets aside the korban, Aber kind of Russia, Mödel Vishlokish. But if just the idea alone, Rebbe Chaim Kriish, you only have one, like Vishlokish. So we have a kashal on meeting. We have no questions. Do kin no mechatas abenisach loy bekanem afrosh. Because I would say the case where the pasuk says you only have one mechatas abenisach loy is a case where there was no afrosh. That would be if I knew for sure. I'm a hashta that I don't know. So kashal on, I have this problem. What does Rebbe Chaim do with the pasuk leave potentially? In the Talmud, Bahach by the Ravino, the Bekanah of Rosh Hanami Pligi, if we would answer that in this question, which Ravino brought up, that they're arguing even in the case of Bekanah of Rosh, Vam Rechon and the Chai of Shtayim, and even in that case, Rechon and the Chai of Tu. So Rechon on Hechi Muki the Kron, the Mechad of Seben Islach, so what's with the Pasik? We only Chai of one. Mishanelei, because I assume Mechso. This is the way he's answering. I feel like in Talmud the Kadam Afrosha the Chuda Pligi. They're only arguing before Afrosha. Inami b'Tavai Pligi. They're arguing both. Because I was a mech. So, either of those, we have three possibilities. Way to understand Rebbe Chaim. He's only arguing Lach Afrosha. Kind of Russia, not so they have no kasha. So he's only arguing before Russia. They were only arguing before Russia. After Russia, everybody agrees it's two. Or they're arguing by both. If that's how to send a Rebbe, I have an answer because I assume it's. Rish Lachash Nami, Ki Parach Le Tamuda Haksiba Chatasay Behavi the Yechayv twice. Rishon Le Bala Tamud Belacha Kapora. He says that he chayv twice in case of lacha kapora. The truth is, lo elam sukim esafkal. He's not sure. But my plea, again, Ravina is talking. They were as unsure as I am. But Tzolomer Parach, he's asking as the intent Tzolomer. Umashani, lacha kam. Intent Tzolomer belacha afrosha. Nami plea. The Rish Lakish will even after afrosha. You only chayv one. The Balacha of Russia, Potterle, Bechad Korban, even after Russia, the Rishon was also get away with one Korban. The Hashalekum, the Ukmi, the Krov, the Mechai, Balacha of Russia. You can't say, when are you Chayiv 2 after Russia? The Rishon was even after, but Russia only Chayiv 1. So Rishon was Hechim, Mukile, Lehai Korban, is it with the Pasik, that you Chayiv 2? Klemmer, Bemai, Mukile, what does it do with it? Rishon, I feel in the Lemmer, Balacha of Russia, Bligi, Kulukma, Balacha Kapora. You could use it, the positive for a case where there was he already brought the korban, then the korban will only work for each one individually. They made a mistake over here. Redimo, they thought the words the hechi muki law lekra. Because I assume Mechso, where do you say the case is? Pos is talking about because I assume Mechso. Bechavera and the next piece of Gemara also Hechim Mukale the Kroa Belacha Kapora. Hechim Mukale the Kroa Belacha Kapora. Both of those pieces Loshen Kushyahu. It's not an answer, but you know it's a question. Lefrushe kemoi, my timer. Why would he say some such a case? That's hechimukula lekro belacha kapara. How could he say the possible case lacha kapara? So you know that's the middle of the sentence. So then there's a problem with the Gemara because of that. Who's all the Shabbos has asmorim the michel kavov. It's his lumber kama. They took it out. Lagia kamrinon, lagia al kadam lacher ba lacher kadam. Meshit as a talmud kfisuk yosim. I'm not sure what they did. Rashi says they got it wrong, and they had it they had to revise the whole text of the Gemara to make that work, and it's incorrect. Okay. Now the Gemara is going to extrapolate from Chatas to Ashim. Rashi, the way we have in the Gemara is the way Rashi has the Halacha Gesinan, and that's Rashi has his explanation. So there's two types of ashamas. There's an asham tali, which is an asham which is brought when a person is not sure if he did something which is chayav chatos. So a person ate something, he's not sure if he didn't realize that, he's not sure if that was chayav or not. So he can't bring a chatos, he has to bring a vitvari with his chayav. He's musopik if it's chayav, so the Torah gave him an asham tali to be brought to sort of protect him while he's waiting to find out whether he can bring in the Korban Chatos. Besides the Ashim Tali, there's also Ashim, there's Ashim Varai. There are five Ashim Varai. The Ashim for the Mendozer, Ashim for the Mitzvah, which are not brought for Chet. They're brought, that's part of the process. I mean, okay, Mitzvah was Chet, but it's not directly brought for Chet. Then there are three which are brought for chait. There's the Ashim when a person's moil by hektish. There's the Ashim a person is born a shifcha charufa who's semi-married to a man. And there's an Ashim which is brought if a person swears falsely that he had didn't owe money and he really owed money. Ashim for Me'ila, who's Me'il Behektish. So now, what we want to understand is the same way we have a Bechatis, that it's really possible to bring one Chatis to more than one act of Avera. So we want to understand when it comes to the Ashim, is that true or not? That one Ashim works for more than one act of one Avera or not? The same concept by Chatas as it worked by Asher. There are differences. In general, it's the same animal. The difference is by Asher the Torah wrote an interesting halacha that has to have a certain value. It's only Karma where the Torah writes it has to cost you a certain amount of money. Shnei shkolim, shekel, one shekel, two shkolim, and by some of them the cost must be two shkolim, means he has to get a larger one. And some it says that the cost is a smaller amount. I do not recall which one is which. It's two shekel and one shekel. The shekel of Kurdish, of the Torah. I think, I don't know, at least in the economy which they were dealing with then, I think the size was the major factor. Okay, so this is... So Amr Ula, Laman the Amr Asham Vale Loy Boy Yediyah Bitchila. By Chatas is the concept the person knew the Avera, forgot the Avera, and did something. There was an element of a halama. So if you learn Asham parallels that also there was awareness and then there was then there's a lack of awareness and he did it. Rashi will bring down the machlokes about that, explain the machlokes, because that doesn't apply to all of the Hashamas, because that's part of the reason why there's machlokes, because person who swore falsely they didn't have the money, which he did, it's not a case of the kapara isn't for a mistake that you can discuss having the idea beforehand or not. It doesn't seem in the pasuk that that's just such a requirement of the lack of the idea of Isser. You want to know, would it apply also to that case? That's a possibility.
So it's just the idea of Maisa.
So now I lost you.
So this question about whether this idea with Tefillah, so if there was knowledge that you were doing the action, that's what it refers to. At the time you're doing the action, you're aware of what you've done. You knew that you were. You knew that you. I mean, your example. You knew that you were swearing falsely.
Right. So, Rashi point. Since by some of them they're brought on a mazid. Ashim Shem Charuf is brought on a mazid. Right. Asham Asham Gzeilus is brought on a mazid. Asham Eilus is brought on a shoykik. A person knew was hektish. He's not chayv in Asham. So it's some way some of them parallel chatas, some don't parallel chatas. So based on that, which we want to understand what exactly is where the Torah is going to now. I think by Yosef Shif Haruf it comes for Shergi also. It's not only for Mez, it's also for Shergi. But even for Mez, the Torah says even like did it by Mez, so she gets Malchus, the Pasuk says, and brings a carbon Osha. It's one of the cries of the feminists, right? Not fair. But what will be in a case where there was lack of knowledge, and then he did the multiple avers, and then he became Yediyah. What happens over there? How many kibbutz does he have to bring? In other words, we're going to now discuss. But the reason why it might be different is because it works. It's not limited only to the case of shoykei. So, l'man d'omer ashem vadi loy boy Yediyah b'tchilah. So means, in other words, it's not parallel to chatas. So Paul Chamesh Be'ilah is B'Shifcha Charufa. So a person then was born B'Shifcha Charufa B'Shoigeg, which is also Chayva Karban, and he became aware in between each Be'ah, and he did it again. He's only Chayv, so only Chayv one. The same way Yediyah is not a requirement beforehand. V'Chatas Halacha is that a person has to be aware that this is called an Avera. And then forgets. Whereas by Ashim there's no such requirement. The person was never aware, so there is also Chayv and Ashim. So that adds to Chiyuv, but also takes away the importance of Yediyah. So therefore, becoming Noida Lo between each Bia is not Machayv and more. That's what Ula says. Mora says, Maskalo Rav Hamnuna. Rav Hamnuna says, based on what you're saying, so it should come out, Me'at the ball, no, he should take out V'hifrish, take out V'chazer ball. He was born and he was Mafrish, V'hifrish Korban. V'amr Hamtina Li Yad Shebol, remember, Shem Haruf is Chayv even for Mason. Says, oh, before I bring it, I'd like to just do it one more time, and I'll bring a kapara for both. See, you're telling me that yitiyas don't separate, so he can do two biyas and be amalei. So Ula says back, ma'aseh d'lacha afrasha kamarta, ma'aseh d'lacha afrasha lo kamino. Once he's mavrish a carbon, I agree that it's only for what he did, and now when he does another maisa after the hafrasha, it's not going to work for both. That's Ula. She also Rav Dimi Amar Leman Damar Oshem Vari Boy Yedir Bitchil. So Boy Chomesh Bilas B'Shiv Charuva Chay V'Kolachas V'Achas. So in that case, he's Chay V'Ani Each Bia. The case where he's not allowed to be tired. So Amalei Abaya, Harei Chadis to be in on Yediya Betchila. Upsigi Rebbechon Rishon Melakish, Chadis was need Yediya before, and we still have machlokes whether Yediya separates. So why are you assuming for sure that by Ashem Yediya separates? Ishtik. So he kept quiet. Amalei Abaya says back to him, Medilma b'maisa lachar frasher kamarta, kirefam nuna. Maybe the case that you were really referring to really was not a case of Yediyah, it was a case of Afrosh. I'm like, Ian, yes, that's what I meant. Kiyasa Robin, Amr and Robin came, Amr, I call Mada Meshivcha Charufa, I call Mada Meshivcha Charufa, I'm like, it's Meshivcha Charufa. There's cases where they both murder A, cases they both murder B, the cases where they argue. That's the case of Mirchim Shemelakish. Okay, we'll need to be masked with that, and we'll leave Rashi's for Monday.